The kickoff by Holt taken at the back of the end zone for the touchback by Eberhardt. So the Battling Bears will start with it at their own 25-yard line. We've got a brand-new ball game, tied at 20. After the 10-play, 85-yard drive by the Ortigers, capped off by the 14-yard touchdown run by Jed Fike. It is his second touchdown run of the afternoon and his 15th of the season. And Holt's point after attempt made it good to tie it up at 20 apiece. Jed Fike now 21 carries for 134 yards is what they say. Here it is, Korf looking to pass here on the near side. Ooh, great catch by Gray. Did he get his feet in? He did. What an amazing catch by Max Gray on an out route here on the near sideline. Somehow drug his feet a la Chris Carter. And that will go, let's see, from the 25 to the 36, a gain of 11 yards and a Battling Bear first down. Drew Korf, now 19 of 32 for 214 yards. And there's a carry. Off to the races. Mason Melby, he's going to go in from 64 yards out, and the Battling Bears retake the lead. Mason Melby found a hole off the right guard, and he is gone. And Rocky retakes the lead with 5:16 to go in the fourth. What an outstanding run by Melby. For Mason Melby, his 10th rushing touchdown of the year, second of the afternoon. Griff Amy's on to kick the extra point. Here's the snap, the hold. The kick is on its way, and it is good. Rocky, just like that, retakes the lead. They answer back with a 64-yard touchdown run by Mason Melby. It is 27-20. Bears on top of the Ortigers. Back in a minute on ESPN 910, KBLG. Mason Melby ended up picking up a 64-yard touchdown run. The Bears have the kickoff. It is taken in the end zone for a touchback, and the Ortigers will try it again from their own 25-yard line, trailing the Battling Bears 27-20. 5:16 to go here in the fourth. Man, oh man. Battling Bears only needed two plays and 39 seconds for that last touchdown drive. Man in motion from the right flat. They're going to hand it off to him. And who is it on the carry? Boy, he gets up across the 30, brought down at that point. The carry by Braxton Porter, the DB normally, but Porter has had some rushes for the Ortigers. He gets it up to the 31-yard line. That'll be a gain of six. Braxton Porter, that is his 22nd rush of the season. He's listed as a DB on the roster. Second down and four. Cutting out to the left side. Boy, that's a great run by Jed Fike. He's put out a stiff arm at the end and picked up another couple yards. He's brought down at the 39-yard line, a gain of eight for the leading rusher in the Frontier Conference. And he has his 22nd rush of the afternoon for 142 yards and two rushing touchdowns. And it's a fresh set of downs for the Ortigers. First and 10 at the 39-yard line. Pass complete here on the left flat to Sullivan. And Sullivan trying to follow his blockers. A very minimal gain. They're going to actually spot him up to the 42. So call it a gain. Well, actually, maybe at the 41. Now they'll say 42. A gain of three. The reception by Sullivan. Sullivan has been one of the favorite receivers for McQuarrie here on the ball game. Second down and seven from the 42-yard line. Ortigers trailing by seven. Two receivers left side. Pass is complete at midfield. That is Sean Sullivan again. He gets it down to the Rocky 47-yard line. That'll be a gain of 10 yards, 11 yards, and a first down. So the Ordigers offense moving it. They're back into Rocky territory. 21st first down of the afternoon for the Ordigers. Fake the handoff to Fike. McQuarrie looking for Fike out of the backfield. Check that. It wasn't Fike. Oh, what a huge hit. What a huge hit. The intended receiver was Braden Feistamble, who was the man out of the backfield. And then the pass to him here on the left sideline. And right as the ball was coming in, a huge hit by Kendall Jefferson. And that was a decleater, folks. The ball fell incomplete. Second down and 10 from the Rocky 47-yard line. 3:05 left. Ordigers with the ball, trailing 27-20 to the Battling Bears. Bears looking to avenge their 34-28 loss at home. Here's a pass to the near sideline, coming back for it on the hook. The pass is complete to LeChance. Nice job by him coming back here on the near sideline. He is going to be spotted at the 36. That'll be a gain of 11 and another first down. So the Ordigers moving the chains. And just shy of 200 yards is what I have Mr. Quinn McQuarrie for. We got a timeout call. 2:52 left. Matt, let's make this a 30-second timeout so we don't miss any of the action. 2:52 left in the fourth. 27-20 our score. Ordigers with the ball, trailing by 7, back in 30 on ESPN 910, KBLG. Back here at Bob Greenfield Alumni Coliseum on the campus of Montana Tech in the mining city, Butte, Montana. 2:52 left in the fourth. Ordigers with it. First and 10 from the Rocky 36-yard line. Four receivers set, two either side. Ball just inside the left hash mark. Ordigers going right to left here in the fourth quarter of play, and we're going to have a timeout called. Ordigers have to take a timeout, and they didn't want to do that. We'll take one as well. 1 minute timeout, 2:52 left. Back in a minute on ESPN 910, KBLG. They came back early from the timeout. Great pressure by Ryder Rice. Quinn McQuarrie had to get a shovel pass off. It fell short to Jed Fike. Incomplete, and he did that just to prevent the sack as Ryder Rice was getting in there in a hurry. A great effort there by Rice. He leads the team in sacks. Second down and 10 from the 36-yard line. Three receivers right side, one to the left. Quinn McQuarrie now looks over. He comes up the line, gives the play. McQuarrie has Fike on his right hip. Second and 10 from the 36. Quick pass as a man cutting across the middle, right to left. The pass is complete to Sean Sullivan. Sullivan brought down immediately as the tackle made by Paris Wilcox. And that pass good for 6 yards. No huddle offense. And they're going to go straight ahead on the carry. And that is Jed Fike doing what he does well. Straight ahead for the first down inside the 25 to the 23-yard line, a gain of 7 for the leading rusher for the Ordigers and the Frontier Conference. The Rocky 23-yard line, first and 10, Ordigers. First and 10 from the 23-yard line. Fake the handoff to Fike, and now McQuarrie is going to tuck it under, and McQuarrie hit from behind as he gets it to the 15-yard line. He falls ahead to the 11. They're going to mark him down at the 10. McQuarrie had one of his linemen ahead of him to follow along, and let's see, do they spot it at the 10 or at the 9? They do spot it at the 11, so technically they can get a first down. First and 10 from the 11-yard line. Ordigers trying to tie it up. 1:35 left in the fourth. McQuarrie got pressure. Looking to the back corner of the end zone. It's caught for the touchdown. Reception made by Deion Williams from 11 yards out. And the Ordigers are a point away from tying it up at 27 all. Boy, that one was a nice look by Quinn McQuarrie to Deion Williams, who got past the defender. He made it at the backside of the O in Montana Tech in the end zone here on the south end of the field. Well, here's a big extra point. Holt missed one earlier. Here's a snap, the hold, the kick is on its way, and it is good. And we've got a brand new ball game at 27 all. 1:28 left in regulation. Don't go anywhere. Ordinger's in, Bears tied up. Back in a minute on ESPN 910, KBLG. Sam Sparks takes it from 3 yards deep, and he brings it up to the 24-yard line. The ball came loose, and all the Ordingers were signaling it was their ball, but the official said no, Sparks was already down. So Sam Sparks with a 24-yard kickoff return, and the Battling Bears have a minute 23 to drive down the field and score the winning points. We're tied at 27 apiece. We were at a 7-3 score at the halftime break, and both teams have come alive offensively here in the second half. Drew Korf brings his team to the line. He is 19 of 32 for 214 yards and 2 touchdowns on the afternoon. He's got 3 receivers left side, 1 to the right. Man on his right hip looks to be Mason Melby. Korf, quick pass, complete to, is that Shinola? At the 30 up to the 35-yard line. No, that's Lucas Overton. Overton's wearing sleeves on his arm, and from where he was standing, it's hard for me to make it out as I was trying to figure out who it is. But he gets it up quickly to the 35-yard line, a gain of 11 yards and a first down. No huddle offense for the Battling Bears. Korf looking over the middle. Korf's got a man. It's Max Gray. He bobbled it, but he comes up with it. He caught it at the 45. He's ahead to the 47-yard line. A gain of 12 yards. And a Battling Bear first down. And the Bears moving the ball just like that. First and 10 from their own 47. 45 seconds to go. Quick pass out to the far sideline. It is complete to Mosley. And he goes out of bounds. Mosley across midfield at the 49-yard line of the Ordingers. Yes, that'll be a gain of 4 yards. So I'll bring up second down and 6 from the Tech 49-yard line. Korf has made his last 7 completions. 3 receivers right side, 1 to the left. Ball on the left hash mark. Korf looking over the middle. Korf pump fakes. Korf's going to tuck it under. Korf will get to the line of scrimmage and maybe a yard. 33 seconds to go. Will they call a timeout? I would think they will. Well, they haven't yet. Down to the 48, a gain of a yard. And they did signal a timeout. And Coach Petrino saying, hey, we call the timeout, and I'm wondering if they're going to add some time on the clock. Matt, let's take a 30-second timeout. 29 seconds left on the game clock, tied at 27. It'll be 2nd and 6 from the 48 when we come back from this 30-second break. Back here at Bob Greenfield, they have added 2 seconds back on the clock, so it is 3rd down and 5 from the Ordinger 48-yard line. Now, you don't want to give up a turnover here. The Bears have intercepted it 3 times. They have not turned it over this afternoon. 3rd and 5 from the 48-yard line. Korf, quick pass. It's complete to Overton at the 40. He's still on his feet. Overton down to the 31-yard line. Overton with a gain of 17 yards. They stop the clock to move the chains. Bears, 1st and 10 from the 31, and they take a snap and down it to stop the clock. Great reception there by Overton, and he got extra yardage after the play. So that'll bring up 2nd down and 10 from the 31-yard line. Battling Bears have a great leg in Griff Amies. This would be a long one here. 21.4 left. 2nd and 10. The ball carried straight ahead, and they're going to set up for the field goal attempt as that is the carry. And see who is coming up from the bottom of the pile. They run the clock down, and they're going to run it down to the final few seconds ahead to the 28-yard line on the carry by Mason Melby. So Melby picks up four. A timeout is called. We're going to keep it right here with 1.9 left in regulation. From where the ball is sitting right now, it should be about a 44-yard field goal attempt. And I got to look here real quick. Let's see if I can get to Griff Amy's stats. I've got great notes provided by Mr. Josh Fisher, who is our sports information director. I just got to get to the right spot. He is 0 for 1 from 40 to 49. He is 8 of 9 from 30 to 39 yards out. His longest is 38 on the year. 1.9 seconds left in the fourth. It'll be a 45-yard field goal attempt. It's on its way. It's end over end, and it is good. And as time expires, Griff Amies with a 45-yard field goal to give Rocky a 30-27 victory over the Ordiggers. What a finish to the ball game. Griff Amies hits his longest field goal of the year as time runs out. And the Bears come away, upsetting the 11th-ranked team in the nation, 30-27. Let's take a timeout, and we'll come back and try and regroup from this one. Bears with the 3-point win over the Ordiggers, back in two on ESPN 910 KBLG.